This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that in an era where the whole world is worried about uncertainty, India and Luxembourg have a trusted relationship. Dr. Jayashankar said this while meeting Deputy Prime Minister, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade of Luxembourg, Xavier Bettel, in New Delhi this afternoon. Dr. Jayashankar recalled his visit to Luxembourg in the beginning of this year. The External Affairs Minister said trade, investment, financial cooperation have been the heart of the relationship.
It's a great pleasure to welcome you and your delegation to India. Your visit, along with, I believe, your Minister of Economy, reflects the growing, deepening partnership between us. Ours is a very trusted relationship. It is a relationship we've done a lot, where we have the confidence in being able to do even more. And particularly, I think in terms of supply chain resilience, diversification, and now with the free trade agreement ratification likely in the coming future.
In his remarks, Xavier Bettel said Luxembourg has a trusted and honest relationship with India. Mr. Bettel thanked Indian leadership for their role as a peacemaker and trying to build bridges between countries which have been affected by conflicts. Mr. Bettel arrived in New Delhi in the wee hours today on a three-day visit to India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today presented the prestigious President's Police Colour to the Goa Police at a ceremony being held at the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium in Talegaon. The programme is currently underway in the presence of senior officials and dignitaries. We now go over live to Goa to listen to Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who is addressing the event there.
हेड कांस्टेबल बलराम सिंधे, अभिषेक शेर, शैलेश गांवकर और विश्वास भी देकर इनको विशेष रूप से याद करना चाहता हूं। आपके समर्पण ने ही गोवा पुलिस को सुनिश्चित रूप से एक गौरव प्रदान करने में बहुत बड़ी मदद की है।
The President's Police Colour, also known as the Rashtrapati Ka Nishan, is one of the highest honours conferred on a police force. The honour recognises the Goa Police for its dedicated service, discipline and commitment to the people of the state. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired the 28th meeting of the Western Zonal Council in Panaji, Goa. The council comprises Goa, Gujarat and Maharashtra along with the Union Territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. The death toll in the Satya Niketan building collapse in New Delhi has reached 7. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS in Delhi, informed that a total of 12 victims were brought to the hospital. Of them, 6 died and 1 later succumbed to injuries. The AIIMS added 3 individuals who were rescued are in critical condition, while 2 are stable. Of them, 1 has been discharged. Meanwhile, the Delhi government has suspended the MCD Deputy Commissioner of South Zone, Rakesh Kumar, Superintending Engineer Ranveer Singh, Executive Engineer Lalit Kumar, Assistant Engineer Sunil Chauhan and a Junior Engineer following the Satya Niketan building collapse. The NDRF Inspector General Narendra Singh Bundela said the NDRF is continuing its search and rescue operation at the site of the building collapse. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat and Maharashtra tomorrow. In Vadodara, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stones, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth more than 35,000 crore rupees. He will also dedicate to the nation 3 important sections of the Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, covering 326 route kilometres. The Prime Minister will also flag off freight train services from New Sanand North, New Makarpura, New Umbergaon and New JNPT, Mumbai. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Eastern Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and parts of Northeast India till tomorrow. The Met Department said that thunderstorms and lightning conditions will continue over Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended 0.5% lower today. The Sensex declined 383 points to close at 76,133, while the Nifty shed 119 points to settle at 23,779. And that is the end of this news bulletin.